This is Evangelist George McTyre of the Word of God Ministry, and I'm coming to you with an audio version of a message that was published back in September of the year 1999. This happens to be February of the year 2024 when this recording is being made, so we're talking about roughly 25 years or so ago that this message was first published. Now the reason for me giving you the dates is when reading through this message I might come across some instances of people, places, or things or events that took place that were relevant at the time that this message was first published, which may or may not be relevant for today. However, let me say this: when it comes to the Word of God, it is always relevant yesterday, today, and forever. 6,000 years ago, today, and if the Lord tarries 6,000 years from now, it will still be relevant. And those of you that are exposed to it, you would do wise or be wise to take heed to it and to adjust your lives according to it. Well, with that being the introduction, let's get to the message. Our subject scripture is found in St. John chapter 3, verse number 16. This is a very familiar passage of scripture to any Christian, or should be at least, because it is what is known as the heart of the gospel. Everything that Christianity is based on this particular scripture. And so St. John chapter 3 verse number 16, and this is for the month of September 1999, and we'll find these words recorded: "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." The title of this message: The Price of a Soul. The Price of a Soul. Now, quite a few things since I have been printing these tracks and passing them out, people have asked me, have I ever thought about asking for donations from the people that I pass these tracks out to? And at one time I did do it. However, that one time showed that people appreciate what I am doing or trying to do, and quite frankly, I didn't expect to get as much money as I did get. Another thing that was a surprise is how much certain individuals gave that I hadn't expected to give anything. These individuals showed little interest in reading the tracks, and quite frankly, I started to not even ask them for a donation, but the Lord told me to do it anyway. Now, while this type of thing is something that I could do quite often, I have to stop and reflect on something. First, the price that God paid for my soul and everyone else's on this earth. He did it out of total love for you and me. It is something that you cannot put a price on. Some people loved him and others hated him, but he died for them all. He didn't ask us to give anything to him for what he did. He simply did what was necessary to make the way for us to be saved. Secondly, when a few people say to me, when I tell them that I usually pay for the printing of these tracts and the newsletter out of my own pocket, it is a waste of money in that a lot of these tracts only wind up in the trash on the floor as a piece of paper for someone to figure out numbers on for the lottery or something else. Well, even though I know that some use these tracts for other than what they are intended for, who am I to judge them as unfit to have a chance to read the gospel? I remember how many times I was just like them, rejecting anyone that tried to talk to me about God, but thank God they didn't stop. What price can you put on a soul? Jesus told the story of a shepherd that had 100 sheep and one got separated from the flock. The shepherd left the 99 that were still there and searched high and low for that one sheep until he found it. And when he did, he rejoiced. You can find that story in Luke chapter number 15, verses number 4 through 6. Going through hell and high water just to find that one. That's what that shepherd did. That is what it is all about. Before we were even created, God had a plan on how to get us back if we went astray. He would pull out all the stops, come down here in the form of His creation, and allow Himself to be beaten, abused, scorned, persecuted, and crucified just to get us back. Think about that for a minute. You are worth all of that to God, and you don't even realize it. In this age of prosperity, technology, and political correctness, there is little concern for our fellow man. We are too busy to give them a second thought, especially if they aren't able to do anything for us. Our mentality is one of, if you can't do anything for me to get me higher in life, then get out of my way. Well, Jesus came down from the higher level to ours so that He could bring us up to where He is. As He has commanded us to do, He says, "Go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature," means that every one of us needs to be exposed to the gospel. And why? Because He wants you back. And He gave us all to do that. Each and every one of us is, after all, made in His, talking about God's, image. We, in effect, are part of Him. And just like a family member that is in need, you will do everything you can to help them out, right? Well, by sacrificing his life, he was able to make the way for us who were and are estranged from him to come back to him. The price of a soul. How much will a man pay to save someone else's soul? What price can a man pay to save his own soul? In the case of the first, very little compared to what God required to break the bondage of sin in a person's life. The Bible says very few people would give up their lives to save the life of a friend, let alone an enemy. It takes an extremely close bond between two people or a deep conviction in the mind of one person to give up their lives for another. Giving one's life for another is the extreme sacrifice. Knowing that you are going to die so that another can live is something that goes to the limit. Only those of the immediate family may be the only ones that we may, and I emphasize, may be willing to die for. People that knew they couldn't swim have jumped into rivers, lakes, and other places where there was deep water to try to save a loved one and ended up drowning. People have jumped into the path of bullets being fired at a loved one to save that loved one's life and losing theirs. What goes through a person's mind before they act, knowing death is certain? I don't profess to know that what it is, seeing that I have never been in that situation, but it has to be love, true love. Now, while we can see that for family members, those that are close to us, it is quite a different thing when it comes to a person that we are not related to. Giving up your life for a stranger is very rare indeed. Why should one do that? There is no relationship there. Yet, in certain situations, people have given their lives to save friends and acquaintances. We hear many times about people losing their lives in battle to save the life of a friend. What is the reason for this? Maybe it is a special bond or something else. It could be that it is a spur-of-the-moment decision. But it, in the end, is the ultimate sacrifice that one can make for another. Now, while we could see that happening in these cases, it is never seen to be logical when dealing with someone that is an enemy. In an arena of antagonism, no one would blame a person for not making that kind of sacrifice for an enemy. It, in fact, would be foolish to do so. Yet, Jesus did it. He went far and beyond what you or I could even begin to call rationality. You see, without him doing what he did, you and I would be spiritually lost. We would be on our way to hell, and there would be nothing that you or I could do about it. We would be born into this world with the sentence of death and hell as our final destination, and it would make no difference as to who you are, what color your skin is, how much money you make, or anything else. That is the sentence that came about because of Adam when he sinned against God. The curse that God had warned him about was one that could not be revoked without an extraordinary act of a sacrifice by a person that themselves had to be extraordinary. Since Adam and all of his descendants would fall short of this qualification, then something extraordinary would have to take place in order to meet the needs of the stipulation that God himself had put in place. Since no one born of man could do it, God had to do it himself. Now, if he only did it for those that were truly seeking him, then that would be the right thing to do. Many in the past and present truly have a reverence of God and seek to do what is pleasing in his sight. It would be unfair for him not to make a sacrifice for them. But he not only did it for them, he did it for the atheist, homosexual, drunkard, child molester, and the just plain riffraff of society. God's love for mankind far surpasses anything that we could imagine. It just doesn't make sense to us. Yet, he sees something in us that we don't, and that is part of us that will be around for eternity. The human soul. Looking at what he did for me gives me the mindset that says if he gave his life to save my soul, then the fact that I spend money out of my pocket to win a soul or two to Christ is the least that I can do. Looking at the numbers, I am doing far less than many others are doing, and they could be doing a lot more. If out of the 1,100 papers that are passed out each month, only one gets through to a person and leads them to Christ, then who cares about how many didn't read it or were not moved by it? It is the simple fact that putting the information out there that I am concerned about. You see, some of you know me personally, but most of you don't. Some of you like me, some are indifferent to me, while others hate me. But that makes no difference to me. To me, you are a reminder of myself and how I used to be. The last thing I wanted to see or hear about was a person talking about Jesus and how I needed to be saved. I ran and hid, but he found me anyway. In the alleys, in the nightclubs, in the bars, in the after-hour joints, Everywhere I went, he was there. Soon I got tired of the life I was living and stopped running. Then I listened to what ministers had to say and realized just how much God loved me when I didn't even love myself. That's what's wrong with some of you. You hate yourself and you don't think anyone cares about you. But God does. Then I found out how he gave his life for me so I could have eternal life and not have to go to hell, which is where I was headed. That, my friends, was an offer that I could not refuse. After that, he told me to go out and do the same thing that the others were doing to me, so here I am. I'm here to tell you that no matter how good or bad you feel you are, Jesus died for you. Others may run you down and talk about you, but Jesus thought enough of you to die so that you could live. You may be a junkie, crackhead, slut, gay, adulterer, drunk, or the worst of the worst like I was, yet Christ died for you as well. The only thing you have to do to receive this gift of eternal life is to acknowledge what he did for you. That's all. How much is your soul worth? There isn't enough money in the world that could pay the price to get you into heaven, so you can't buy your way in. But you can receive what Christ has done for you. All you have to do is pray this prayer. Lord Jesus, I am a sinner, and I stand before you to acknowledge what you have done for me. You died on the cross, shedding your blood for me, that I could have eternal life. I repent of my sin, and I accept you as Lord of my life. Come into my heart and cleanse me of my sin. And make me into what you want me to be. I not only believe that you died on the cross, but that you rose again from the dead. I thank you right now in Jesus' name. Amen. If you pray that prayer from the heart, meaning everyone, every word, then friend, if you are the only one that did so, then you were worth the money that was spent to get this message to you. Now that you are saved in the sight of God, you are a new person. All the old things, the garbage that was in your life, is gone. All the old things are now gone, and you are a new creation in Christ Jesus. As you begin to find out all of the other things that you have just inherited, like me, you will feel like beating your own head against a wall for waiting so long to get saved. Well, that is the end of this message, and I hope that you got something from it and that you take heed to it. And like I said, there is so much that God has done for those of us that at one time were basically his all-out enemies. We didn't deserve anything near what he did for us, but he did it because, as the subject scripture said, for God so loved the world, that means everybody in the world, that he gave his all. He gave his only begotten son. And when his son came down here talking about Christ, Jesus still had the choice of whether or not he wanted to go through everything that he did go through, up to and including being crucified on the cross, dying and being buried. He did all of that for you. Look at it on a personal level. Don't look at it as everybody else. Look at it about you. You that are sitting up there just getting ready to put a needle in your arm, or getting ready to snort some crack, or you laying up in a motel room with somebody that's not your spouse, and out in the alley somewhere, probably drunk or whatever the case may be. Who knows where you are or what you're doing? God's word has just come to you because he loved you that much, and he's directed me to spend the time and the money to get this message out to you, so that you can be delivered from that mess that you're in. You're not happy, but you do things because you don't know anything better. Somebody's told you that you've gone too far, nobody cares, you might as well just get out of sight and stay somewhere. No, God doesn't have that for you. He's hunting you down wherever you are. Just all you got to do is just put your trust and faith in him and his word. Well, this is Evangelist George McTyre, and in closing, as usual, let me say, may God bless you and your families real good. And until next time, when we get together for some more of the word of God, good day.